Well, welcome back to Good Oil for Penrite today. Penrite Oil is Australian known and trusted for more than 90 years. You can visit penriteoil.com. Jeremy Howe to join us this hour. Nick Riewoldt is in the studio, as he always is. And I just saw Joe Root claim a catch that took Marcus Labuschagne out. Smelly. G'day, Rui.
Cheat, you called him.
I didn't call him a cheat. I said it looked very suspect to me. And on first viewing of it, welcome to you.
Thank you. Just recovering.
On the back of a big day yesterday.
Wow, what a big day it was.
Wasn't it? Wasn't it just? There were some wonderful games of footy on the weekend and some absolute stinkers. What do you want to start with? The good?
Start with that first quarter yesterday.
Start with the good.
All right.
Start with the good. And at least the biggest build games, at least they delivered in
spades.
And almost over-delivered, didn't they, in terms of what we now have to look forward to as we look to September, because you would imagine those teams will all meet again in some sort of format in the first week of finals. That first quarter yesterday.
Unbelievable.
Incredible. Incredible.
Was that the highest standard of football you've seen this year?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, all over the ground, the way and Richmond did pretty well to only come in as far behind as, because West Coast, it was almost a perfect quarter of footy, wasn't it? Really, they were able to be clean. They were able to be accurate. Their game plan. So both teams arrived with very, very contrasting styles and ways they wanted to play. But in the first quarter, it was West Coast plan that just stacked up, and Richmond, everything they tried to do, they tried to get their handball game going. West Coast defended really well in that first quarter, and a lot of their opportunities coming back and their looks coming back the other way were off the back of their defence.
So when you go in, you go, what did West Coast want? They want to take uncontested marks because they kick the footy.
Yeah, 35 in the first quarter.
So they're plus
35.
20-odd total in that. They want to get pressure on the opposition because they give you a look with the way they use the footy, and their forwards were pushing up really hard and chasing and tackling and turning the footy back over. And then they wanted to get their little fellas involved for the footy. And Darling was the outstanding player in that first 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, he was rounding up the opposition's spare player, forcing the two-on-one, getting the footy to ground, and then little Willie went to work.
But Willie did. Cripps did. He was superb in that first quarter as well. Ryan flashed in and out of the game early. They were absolutely breathtaking. So they asked the question of Richmond straight away. And We haven't seen them challenge like that. We haven't seen anyone score on Richmond like that yet this year. And they answered a big question from then on. What Richmond showed yesterday is they can take a punch. They can take a punch straight in the mouth. West Coast came out. They gave them their best shot. And after quarter time, it was really for the next 60 minutes. Mm. It was a complete domination.
Yeah. The other thing in that first quarter, they had clearance at domination West Coast. So they had territory. And territory became the key sort of focus of the match. Once they went inside forward 50, that was okay. Once it went in Richmond's forward 50, that was sort of game over. They couldn't exit, couldn't get it out. When they did exit, it was intercept marking of mainly Grimes, but Asprey and Floston and Hooley.
Yeah, that was the key for Richmond. They just starved West Coast of opportunities because they were so efficient in that first quarter and really throughout the game, because the first quarter, they had 17 inside 50s. They were able to kick 7-1, so very, very efficient scoring. They only had 27 more inside 50 opportunities for the rest of the game. And a lot of those came in the last quarter as well, late in the contest. So Richmond's ability to set up that wall, and this is where their unique style comes in. They were able to set up that wall across half forward and just keep repeat inside 50 after repeat. They had that, plus they had the deep, deep sweeper in Grimes for the majority of the game. Mm. And West Coast just, they did not look like they could score.
With Grimes allowing him to play that way, Gary, they've got to give up something, the West Coast Eagles, which is their spare player at the other end of the ground.
Richmond have to give up.
No, West Coast do that. If they man up Grimes, they've got to give up something to man up Grimes, okay?
Yeah.
So they obviously didn't want to do that. In the end, the margin's only 6 points.
Yeah.
They did in the end, though. It evened up in the end in the last 10 minutes or 15 minutes, and that's when both sides started scoring more freely. My argument against it was that they had an extra at the stoppage and they were still losing clearances, so they weren't getting an advantage anywhere else. So why not even it up? That was just my argument.
Particularly in the conditions, because the first half it was played in beautiful sunshine. The conditions were absolutely perfect. And we've often spoken this year in the last few years about – the state of the game and the competition's too diluted and we don't have class, you know, like we used. When you see good teams filled with good players, football in the first quarter yesterday, that is as good as it can possibly look. It was just a great advertisement for the game. But you're right, once the rain came and that opportunity to play pretty perfect footy where you chain out with hands, there was no point having the extra number at the stoppage.
So the bottom line is this. Let's just say overcast, not much rain, maybe a splattering on grand final day and these two teams are playing. Which system stacks up best? That's what we've got to work out.
Yeah.
And that's what every team will be working, thinking about over the next few weeks.
I still think Richmond. I still think Richmond because I just think less can go wrong. And that's why I've been big on them and called them, you know, sort of 6 weeks ago, just because they are doing something that no one else in the competition is doing. And they've made a lot of teams look pretty ordinary. And they made West Coast for a period yesterday look ordinary.
They're playing a style of football, you mean?
Yeah, that's right.
No one else is playing.
They had that mechanism where they drop that deep, deep sweeper down and they're happy, they're content to allow an outnumber in any other part of the ground. Because if you win the footy, you've still got to come through that player, usually Grime stoppers, who sits deep 80 metres behind the play.
Gary, how did you read the battle last week? I mean, you've been big on Yo. Yo matches up against Dangerfield during the game. How do you read that battle between those two? I mean, in some papers, Martin was best player on the ground.
Dustin Martin was best player on the ground. No question about it. The comparison between the two, they started together and then that was it. But they didn't. There wasn't a hard tag. It was a nominal play on him. Martin goes one way, Yo goes the other. I watched it really closely because I was interested in it, and Martin had more impact on the game. In the end, after halftime, Redden went to Martin. So Yo ends up with 26 touches, 18 contested, 15 clearances. And Dusty, 35, 16 contested, 6 clearances. So Yo has an impact, not as big an impact. I mean, the rating points in the paper, Yo has 141 and Dusty has 135. Dustin was the most important. But I watched it carefully because I wanted to see what happened. When Dustin got in the groove, absolutely no interest in anyone or any defensive aspect of the game at all, which is fair enough. Ball goes into West Coast forward line. Yo and Redden push hard. Dustin totally ignores them. Walks to the middle of the ground and waits for the rebound and then gets involved again. And that's not a whack at him because he's got faith in the system that allows the ball to come back.
And that's part of the mechanism. I'm sure that's part of the reason it's set up that way. Yeah, and that's why Kane Lambert's such a valuable player in that team, who had the tag from Hutchings early until he did a hamstring and he was doing a pretty good job. Lambert wasn't winning a lot of the football, but he runs so strongly defensively that he, you know, same with Edwards, that he covers players. So they are a complementary team. You know, it's easy to sit there and, oh, well, Dusty doesn't defend, but he doesn't defend because he doesn't have to. And he knows that because the team is set up that way.
Right. They can bring Cochin into that side. So they can actually add further to what already is a really talented and deep midfield.
They can. Yeah. And Schofield was a laid out for West Coast, so they can add him and potentially Nat Nui.
Yeah.
Nat Nui is the difference maker.
He would make a difference.
He's the difference maker. What stood out with Dusty was, in a game that was at times, particularly when the rain came, that was it was so contested and in tight, his ability to break tackles and just burst out and get the ball into space, that really was the catalyst for their handball game, which had struggled. Really, the only time they got it going was when he was able to break tackles and then draw one or two and there was an overlap occurring.
Excellent. Let's take a break and get back to our other big one, the Lions and the Cats, and what you made of that. And also then we'll go to the bad side, which is a pretty ugly situation, but we need to talk about it. SEN Breakfast, the greatest luxury adventures on earth, are with Abercrombie and Kent.